In this bulletin, Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos resigns. More signs the state's coronavirus crisis is easing with just 12 new cases. And the NRL's Integrity Unit to investigate whether Tyrone Peachy was racially abused by a Newcastle player. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says Martin Foley will be sworn in this afternoon to replace Jenny Markakos as the state's health minister. Ms Markakos announced her resignation this morning after Mr Andrews told an inquiry yesterday that the responsibility for Victoria's bungled hotel quarantine program lies squarely with her department. She says she's disappointed her integrity has sought to be undermined, and given the Premier's statement, she can no longer serve in his cabinet. Mr Andrews says he didn't speak to Ms Markakos before she made the decision to resign, but he believes it's the appropriate course of action for her to take.
I want to take this opportunity to thank her for her dedicated service, for her hard work. She's a very, very hard-working person, and I'm grateful to her for her efforts. I'm grateful to her for her contribution to the Parliament and to the people of Victoria and to our party, and I wish her well for the future.
The hotel quarantine program has been linked to 99% of COVID-19 cases in Victoria's second wave. Meanwhile, the state's coronavirus case numbers continue to decline, reporting another 12 infections and one death. The rolling 14-day average for Melbourne is now 23.6, well below the range of 30 to 50 new cases required for tomorrow's step two in the easing of lockdown restrictions. In rural and regional Victoria, the 14-day average is just 0.8. New South Wales has reported one new case of COVID-19, a returned traveller in hotel quarantine. The new infection was detected from more than 12,000 tests. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health has reiterated the need to get tested as soon as any symptoms emerge.
We all need to do our part to keep the community safe from another outbreak, get tested right away at the earliest symptoms, and help protect friends and family from serious disease. This is especially important in southwestern Sydney.
Meanwhile, Queensland has reported three new cases of COVID-19. It comes after the state reported three consecutive days without any new infections. Two of the new cases are crew members of an international ship who've been transferred to hospital, while the other is a return traveller in hotel quarantine. There are now seven active cases across the state. Overseas, and United States President Donald Trump says he's determined his pick for the Supreme Court vacancy, but won't disclose a name. It comes amid reports that he intends to nominate conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week aged 87. The 48-year-old is a favourite of religious conservatives due to her previous stances on abortion, gun rights and immigration. Mr Trump has described his pick as a very highly thought-of person.
5 o'clock tomorrow at the White House. We're going to be naming the nominee who hopefully will be on that court for 50 years. 5-0. Be on there for 50 years. The only thing I can tell you for sure is it will be a woman.
Back home, and almost 110 whales stranded off Tasmania's remote west coast have been rescued. Around 470 long-finned pilot whales became stuck on sandbars at Macquarie Harbour near Strawn earlier this week. Efforts are now turning to the grim task of disposing of the bodies of the around 350 animals that have died. Parks and Wildlife Manager Nick Decker says rather than using the initially proposed barge, the carcasses will be towed out to sea using smaller boats.
The barge from Devonport, due to weather conditions, won't arrive until Tuesday. We're currently reassessing our need for that because we had excellent discussions with the aquaculture companies. We came up with some other options using smaller boats that can take fewer animals, but we can do it more quickly.
To sport, and the NRL's Integrity Unit will investigate whether Tyrone Peachy was racially abused by a Newcastle player in the Gold Coast's win last night. Peachy could be heard telling referee Chris Sutton he had been the victim of a racial slur in the second half of the 36-6 win. The 29-year-old opted not to make an official on-field complaint when pressed further, but the Titans confirmed this morning that they would proceed with the issue. The club says the contribution of Indigenous players, both on and off the field, can't be understated, and it's committed to eliminating discrimination from the NRL. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. A shower or two in Perth and 21, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 18, a shower or two in Melbourne and 14, cloudy in Hobart and 13, early frost and cloudy in Canberra and 14, partly cloudy in Wollongong, 16, becoming cloudy in Sydney and 18, similar conditions in Newcastle, 19, sunny in Brisbane and 26, mostly sunny in Cairns, 31, and a shower or two in a possible storm in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.